exclusive Quick Info Talk.
One on one.
On Quick Info Talk.
He's the first Indian to score a triple century in Test cricket, but off late, the going has been tough for Virendra Sehwag. I'm Anand Vasu, and I caught up with Sehwag on the sidelines of the KSCA All India Invitational Tournament, where he's playing for ONGC, his club side. We spoke shortly before the selectors announced the squads for the one-dayers in England and the 2020 World Championships. I asked him about how difficult it was to be out of the Indian team, the kinds of things he's working on, and how he sees the future unfolding.
Well, from the time that you made your comeback into the side, after the first, initially you played against Pakistan and were out for a bit. Yeah. This is the only time you've been out for a bit of a long period.
Yeah.
How difficult is it for you?
Yeah, it was very disappointing, and it hurts when you drop from the Indian team, because you are played 6 years for so long for Indian team, and suddenly you drop because of your performance. You are not performing well consistently, so it hurts. And what I'm doing right now is I'm just working on my fitness and batting, and just trying to control my mind to play longer innings and convert the 30-40s into big ones, like 50s or maybe 100. So, but it hurts when you drop from the Indian team, because Indian team is playing and you're sitting out watching them.
And the interesting thing is, though you were dropped from the Test side,
yeah,
though you were performing well in Tests,
okay,
it was only that in the one days, if anything, that your performance was not so consistent. But in Tests, you were still making runs, but still you were dropped from the Test side. Do you find that a bit unusual from the selectors?
I don't know about anything of this, but you can ask this question to the selectors. They have to decide who's going to play in Test side and one day side. But I didn't score runs in South Africa 3 Test matches, and after that they dropped me. So I have to perform everywhere where I have to go, and I have to play. So I have to play consistent, and scoring runs, that's the only way to get back into the side.
And has the example of some of the other players in the side who've been dropped, like someone like Saurabh, he went out, even he had played, he had been captain, he'd played for so long, and then he had been out of the side for about 8 months, and he had to score in domestic cricket in England, wherever possible, to come back to the side. Has an example like that sort of motivated you?
But right now there is no domestic cricket, and I was just searching a county. County is also not they don't want any batsmen. They are signing the bowlers, most of the county. So where I'll play and where I'll perform. I was playing KSCA tournament. I don't think so this performance will count for international, but still I'm playing for my company ONGC, and whenever I'll get chance to play first class cricket or maybe county cricket, then what I'll do, I'll just score runs or try to get back into the side.
There are a lot of theories in media,
yeah,
not only from journalists, from former cricketers, yeah, from specialists saying, he's technically this thing is different or that is different.
Yeah.
Actually, is there something different like that you're doing, or is it just that you've not been able to score on some?
I don't think so I have any technical fault, because I'm batting like the way I batted in last 6 years. The only problem is you have to face this kind of time, and you have to just try to play as safe as you can. So that's the matter, and especially the mental thing. When you are not getting runs, then your mentally is, your mindset is a little different than when you are getting runs. So that's the difference what I find in my batting, because only if I'll try to just stay there and keep spend on time wicket, then maybe my time will come and maybe I'll get score. Because I got 14 last test match in first innings at batting at number 6. So just matter of maybe one inning or two innings. So you get back into the rhythm and get better in the form. But I don't think it's any technical form. My technique is same. I played 6 years with same technique and playing with same technique. I'm not changing my technique. I'm not changing my style. Yeah, but I have to just adjust little bit when I'm not getting runs or when I'm getting runs. That's the difference.
For some players, the bigger the match, the bigger the stage,
yeah,
it's easy to perform. Not easy, but you get used to performing at that level, playing for India in that dressing room,
yeah,
with that kind of a team. Now, is it difficult for you coming back to playing for NGC, or you played some matches in America also?
Mm.
Since the intensity level is quite different.
Absolutely.
So, is it difficult for you to, make a comeback based on matches like these?
No, I don't think so. This performance will count for any batsman. I don't think so, because if you want to get back into the side, you have to play either Ranji Trophy or maybe somewhere in county, at least first class level. so you can perform. This tournament is club level, and there is, you know, very difficult to motivate yourself, and it's not easy to motivate and play and score runs, because bowler is too slow, wicket is not, sometimes you'll get wicket is not good, so it's hard. But still I'm, you know, playing for NGC, scoring not big 100, but still I can manage to score 50s or 60s.
And at a time like this, have you missed also the camaraderie of some of your teammates? I mean, because obviously you're almost like a family now. You've been living with each other for 8-9 months throughout the year for the last 5-6 years.
Right now I'm missing just cricket. That's it. I want to play cricket, and I'm missing that international cricket. And when you're dropped from the Indian team and it hurts, I'm disappointed. But meanwhile, I'm doing my working on my fitness and batting, and maybe I'm spending some time for yoga to, you know, just try to visualize and try to, you know, control my mind during doing the yoga skills. That's it.
And at this time out, do you think it has affected your personality in any way? I mean, you know, you might be getting frustrated.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
When you do get a chance back in the Indian side, which is only a matter of time given your record, so then you think that it should not be any difficulty for you to, readjust, just take off from where you left off.
Yeah, I'll try to do just perform consistently. That's the, if you perform well, then you'll stay in the team. If you're not perform, then you have to go out. That's the. But what I'll do when I'll get back into the side, just try to play for play control aggression with control aggression, and try to score big runs. That's it.
And is the smile still on Viru's face?
Yes. Because I'm still enjoying my cricket with the ONGC players. You know, playing with my old friends and enjoying my time. And because I played for ONGC last 4 tournaments, we won all 4 tournaments. So, and I got runs in every single game. So it benefit to my company also if I played that tournament and we won all the tournaments. So.
And right now you're in quite a senior on the side. You're not like a junior player or anything. Is to do badly in one series and to be left out. So this experience must have taught you something also.
Of course, when you out from the team, then you learn a lot of things, you know, how you will control your emotions, how you will control your things, and try to, you know, get back into the sides, and then you'll maybe change a little bit your game, and then you'll, you know, your hunger is very much when you come back into the side again, though. So that sort of thing, it helps when you drop from the team.
And do you feel maybe that the expectations also are too much from the side of the fans?
Yes, you can say that.
But as cricketers, you know that sometimes you do go through these patches.
Yes.
And presumably you hope the selectors understand this kind of
thing.
So can you just say a bit, explain a bit about the expectations of the fans?
Expectation? When you play international cricket and you're scoring runs, then everybody is expecting, you know, okay, next game also he'll score and all. Next series you'll also score, and then when you're not getting run, then maybe everybody's upset and you also upset. That's the sometimes, you know, create a problem for a batsman or for a bowler, because expectation is so high and you're not feeling that fulfill that expectation. So maybe the pressure build up in game by game.
Okay, Viru, that's basically all I wanted to ask you.
Thanks, Anand.
Thanks a lot, Viru.
Welcome.
All the best.
This is Crick Info Talk.